Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Carl Dieter is the CEO of onlineapplication.com. Carl, you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live. I believe you had an elaborate scam caller recently.
Well, I need to explain it. I didn't almost fall victim. It was a romance scam, which is normally carried out by catfishes and, you know, people on the internet. But I received a call on a phone that was from this very pleasant sounding American lady saying, look, I wanted to contact you about our dating app. It's for men who fit your profile. But I knew, because I work with AI tools every day, that it was an AI voice. And there is these AI tools. You can use ChatGPT, like if you have the paid version, you can talk to it and it talks back to you.
Mm.
And I said to myself, wow. So now you have our artificial intelligence, which has been designed to try and help scam people into probably some kind of membership or something like that. So I kept the conversation going for a bit and I was like, wow, it's great that you called. I'm actually looking for this. But rather than answer and say, okay, great, you know, let me sign you up, it was like, well, I know you weren't expecting the call. It was really impressive because how authentically human it was. Anyway, I got on a little bit more in the conversation, and when they were saying, look, we have these memberships, I started to ask them questions in Spanish and French and things to try and trip it up.
Yeah.
And then the conversation started to fall apart, and I was 100% satisfied that it was an AI tool. But the thing that made me think was, imagine the next level of this, which will be calling to say that you're calling from a bank, and it will have, maybe for British people, a British accent as the AI voices and the AI tools improve. And they will convince a lot of people, and particularly elderly, more vulnerable people, to part with information that can be used to basically clean out their accounts and ruin their life. And I'm always kind of almost half impressed with the evil genius level of it. But also, in this case, I'm actually quite scared.
Yeah. So the AI voice that was contacting you about trying to lure you into signing up to a dating app, Carl, it was actually so impressive.
Well, yeah. But like the thing that gave it away, if you listen to AI voices enough, they have a certain way of talking, a certain kind of intonation, a certain kind of...
It's nearly robotic, very, isn't it?
Well, it's a very bland American accent. It has no vagaries over the pronunciation of words. Like, it's got very set, good diction. To talk, even say the way I'm talking faster than slower, or there's little breaks in my speech. It doesn't have any of that. It's just very, very refined. That's how you can spot it. But not everybody knows that kind of stuff. It's like knowing how to spot a fake image or a fake video. If you look at this stuff enough, you spot it straight away. But if you show it to someone who's never seen one, they think it's authentic.
So what did you do? How did you finish up the call?
I just hung up, same as I do with the people who try and scam call me, saying, you know, the boiler room scammers who were trying to say, oh, yeah, there was a charge on your Amazon Prime or your bank or something. But the same people who do those scams will now have the ability to use a robo dialer and these kind of AI tools to actually do a far more impressive front side job. Because if you get a call from someone saying, you know, we want to talk to you about a charge on your account or something like that, quite often if you it'll be a robot, like an answering machine type voice, but these ones will be entirely convincing. And then when they pass you on to someone else in the department, instead of passing you to someone who clearly has, you know, a deeply foreign accent and they're working in a boiler room somewhere in Asia, they will have a far more realistic accent. And that's why I'm saying is that the odds are getting a lot more risky on behalf of the consumer because it's so much more convincing. And I just had never experienced a voice AI scam in the past. And this is my first one. And I work in tech and I work in AI.
So you just hung up the call, Carl, in this occasion. But I suppose the reason we're chatting about this today is that you want to flag this, you want to highlight this to the Lunchtime Live listeners, that like these AI scam calls, the voice calls, they're particularly impressive.
Yeah, so basically, I think almost everyone who owns a mobile phone at this stage has gotten a call from some, you know, shady number, and they've been told, you know, various things. You've been charged. There's this problem, that problem. What I'm saying now is that they will come from what looks like an Irish number. You know, they're solving issues around caller IDs to make it look more authentically local. The AI voices at the moment will be American sounding, But they will become more and more localized as AI improves.
It's so funny you say that, because only last week, Carl, only last week I had a situation myself. I had a phone call from an 086 number, which I answered. Didn't know the number, answered it. Didn't come up as Belgium or anything like this. So picked up the call and it's somebody on the other line talking about unpaid tax receipts from last year. Now, we are in a period where a lot of self-employed people will be paying their tax deadline come October and November, and that's something that's to the front of my mind. And so when I got a phone call from this person purporting to be from Revenue to tell me that I had unpaid tax from last year, and that because I hadn't, you know, settled up the bill, law enforcement were now investigating the issue and the FBI would be in contact with me. And up to the point of where I heard the words law enforcement, which nobody in Ireland would use to refer to the guards or to Revenue and the FBI. But up to that point, I mean, it was starting to sound super legitimate.
Well, this is the thing. Like, if I was a scammer and I wanted to make something that would be far more authentic, I would get, say, someone who sounds British as the AI voice, and I would feed them. I get ChatGPT to create a list of Irish lingo, Irish common street language, and I would specifically say things like, "Don't call it law enforcement, call it the Garda or the police." There is no FBI to be, you know, the Revenue Commissioners or something like that. And well, actually, you can train it pretty quickly to sound more convincing. And I think if an Irish person heard a UK accent, you wouldn't be instantly put off the way you would if it was someone with, say, a heavy inflection of, say, what might be an Indian accent, or places where some of these scams are run out of by boiler room operators. So it's just, it's incredibly scary to think how good it will be. And the AI can call 100,000 people a minute. Like, their ability to reach into everyone's life fast is going to be way beyond what we think is possible.
It's unbelievable.
I don't think anyone's ready for this.
Carl Dieter, thanks a million, Carl, for joining us here on the programme today. Much appreciated. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listener says on the scam callers, "I was in my uncle's house one day when I received a call. My uncle said, 'Who's that?' I said, 'I think it's a scam caller.' He took the phone off me and started trying to chat up the woman on the other end. After a couple of minutes, she hung up on him and he said to me, 'That's how you deal with the scam callers.' Andy's got in touch to say, it's really simple. I have a sports whistle. So when I get a scam call, they get a blast of the whistle down the phone. It's legal. Puts the scammer out of action for a while too," says Andy. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Drop us an email. Tell us your scam stories. Well, not if, obviously, if you've been scammed, but any of these sort of new scams, advanced scams that are out there, so we can highlight them to listeners. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.